Thank you, Monto. So Monty and I, DJ, I don't know if you know this, we are keepers of suck here at the station. We prepare Why Today Isn't Suck every single day. We curate it for the P1.
That's y'all that does that?
Shockingly, yeah.
That explains all the mistakes, but...
Thank you. This past week, in addition to Dak having a birthday, we had the birthday of one of my favorite voices we've ever had doing overnights here on the Ticket, overnight programming. That is former host Scott Farrell.
I thought you meant Steve Zabin.
No. That's Connor's favorite. He used to host, Scott Farrell, he used to host a syndicated program here on the station called Farrell on the Bench, which we used to air here on overnights for about 8 years. He went on to do his own thing. Now, for those who haven't heard his program, he had like the most ridiculous gravelly voice you've ever heard.
Have you ever heard this guy, Cam? Scott Farrell? You ever heard that name before?
I don't believe so.
Okay, this is going to be a treat for you. If you want to start playing some clips, Mr. Dylan in there.
Sometimes they'll just say, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got a lot of things we got to do, we got a lot of emails, we got a lot of things, got to answer this and that. And I say, what?
Now,
your face in.
He would say the most, like, talk gibberish things you've ever heard. He was so entertaining. When he wasn't making
awesome
sports points, he'd come back from breaks and just sing songs. If you want to play the Deftones clip in there.
I want to hear this one with you. Can I listen to the Deftones loudly, please? Thank you. Oh, yeah. And,
and it was so entertaining because his voice was just insane. He was genuinely funny. He would talk to his crew all the time. He had a producer named Mafia.
But it was mostly him, though.
Yeah, it was
him. So he's just riffing off of himself constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. He's reacting to sports live. We had him here because he was great. We had him at a summer bash. He brought out his whole crew, including Mafia, to Sneaky Pete's in Louisville. It was a blast.
They are getting their asses pounded.
He used to be the play-by-play voice for...
The Atlanta Thrashers, yeah, before they moved up to Winnipeg, I believe. But that was their play-by-play voice, was that guy with the most insane voice you've ever heard.
That was him calling a goal.
And we would have our hosts on a station. Bob was on his show all the time.
Bob Stern, legend.
We had Corby on there before. We would try to work in Ticket Shtick during his overnight appearance, our overnight appearances on his show. But just very enjoyable when he was doing overnights. Him having a birthday this past week got us to relive just his ridiculous voice. His show was a blast, so him having a birthday helped us relive some of our favorite drops here on the station, the great work that he's done.
Well, I think there's no better way to celebrate Scott Farrell than having him on right now, DJ.
Right now?
Right now. Because that sound means I think he's coming in the door.
All right, we are coming to you live. Scott Farrell here on my Farrell World Tour down in Big D. And my favorite home away from home in the zone, gonna bone mommy's moan, listen on your phone.
Still got it.
I'm at the Ticket in Dallas. It's Dallas, Texas. What do you think?
You just
call
a
shrink, relieve yourself in a sink. I tell you, Halloween came early here in Dallas. I'm in studio right here at the mothership. I'm looking at C-3PO and Jabba the Hutt. Wait, what?
No one calls us that.
Mafia, turn this up. I want to sing some Chevelle here.
This is not your show.
He still doesn't know the lyrics to the songs either.
I'm looking at this run sheet that Mafia printed up for me in here.
Why?
It's our run sheet.
It's our show.
And around the corner is football. Teams reporting to training camp. One team the league is forced to look at is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah?
The Dallas Cowboys, B-Boys, Wee-Boys, Chew Toys, Screw Toys, White Noise. I listened to their State of the Team press conference the other day. Jerry Bones Jones. I call him Jerry Bones Jones.
Yeah, we heard you the first time.
Because he's so old. I get it because he's bones. Jerry, he's like white noise to me. Mafia, what's the phrase they've been throwing around this training camp? Gotti?
Where's this Mafia guy?
Mafia's not here.
What the hell is Gotti? Greatest offense there is? I got a better word for their offense. How about squatty? Because they haven't done squat in the playoffs in like a decade.
It's more of an acronym than a word.
They haven't done squat since Mafia and 3PO over here were in diapers, okay?
Quit calling me C-3PO. I don't know if that's
Jabba the
negative. Yeah. Well,
the Cowboys this regular season may be gaudy, but in the playoffs they've been potty.
All right, now you skip Bayless.
Yeah, he's devolving.
They had to change their grass in the stadium this summer because they're fat stinkers. Their teams keep getting put out there in the playoffs. Our squat, their stinko.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Dak Prescott had his birthday the other day. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Turned 34 years old, and the NFL turning 34 means you're old. It means you're cold. It means you're mold. It means you're no longer gold. It means your contract you have with your team is a chokehold because you can't get it up anymore.
Yeah,
Mafia, put
Ryan.
On some trapped. I want to sing Jam Out on to some trapped here on the station.
Is this
station.
Supposed to be an interview? Because he's just kind of doing his
That's
own
wrong.
Show.
Didn't go on anyone. Cowboys won't take on anyone because they suck.
Easy target, yeah.
Well, this is Pharrell. We're also talking baseball.
They don't make the schedule, by the way.
MLB trade deadline is tomorrow. Put that in your Palm Pilot and smoke it, sister.
What?
People up in arms over the Los Angeles Dodgers making a trade with the Motor City Kitties. Those itty-bitty kitties in the Motor City. Dodgers sitting pretty, being witty. The rest of the team is pity.
Their favorite committee you like?
The rest of Major League Baseball is a joke. Dodgers snapping. They're snagging. What's this guy's name? Mafia? Tarek Skubal, RuPaul, Fastball, Screwball, Cue Ball, Dry Ball, Grease Ball, Bigger Balls. The stones on the Dodgers. The Dodgers have in their rotation now Otani, Yamamoto, Big Balls, Bobosky.
They balls.
Have Sasaki. The Dodgers are like Thanos acquiring the Infinity Stones. Their rotation's going to snap your face off, and the rest of the league are a bunch of whiny babies. That's what the rest of the league sounds like. They're a bunch of babies.
I'm with them there.
Yeah.
Who need their diaper changed because they're full and they're just all jealous. Cry all you want. Your team sucks. Mafia, throw on some Puddle of Mud here.
Quit putting on music.
Terrible taste in music, too. Puddle of Mud.
I didn't even hear a lot of it. Just doesn't know the words.
I don't know the words of this song.
I
want to get to the hook here.
Oh, he's really just taking over the show.
Seriously, it's not really. He just came in here and started doing for all on the bench.
Takes a while to get to the hook.
Here we go. There we go. I know these words. Take it all away. Take it all away. Just shove it in my face. The Pharrell World Tour moves on. Mafia, have you seen what's going on with these Rangers?
Who
the
are
Red
you
Shoe
looking
Rangers.
At? There's no one named Mafia here.
Red Shoe Rangers, more like Red Spew, or the Red Screw, or the Red Poo, or the Red Dew, or the Red Blue. The Rangers blew a Rangers division lead to the Disastros. They get this series win over the M's, then they turn around and get a beat down in H-Town to the Astros. They're like the Jekyll of Hyde at baseball. When they're not good, they hide.
What?
They're a vomit. They're puke. They're the inside of Jabba's toilet over here as he relieves himself.
Don't
having watched this
me.
Team, they're a joke. They're a joke. And now they got to host the city from the team by the bay. Put that Chevelle back on, Mafia. I want to listen to Chevelle again.
No, we don't need more music.
All right, coming up on the show, we got Sunday brunch. We're going to eat your lunch, donkey punch. And then we're going to do the whip around, getting down, low down, ho down, break down, show down, Motown, go to your grandma, go down to your grandma, sit down with your grandpa, kid stuff with your grandpa, all here next on Work in Progress.
At least he knows our show, I guess.
I'm exhausted.
Dude,
Can you stick with us for the rest of the show? Yeah. Just do that for the next 45 minutes. I would definitely take that.
Well, he came in here like the Kool-Aid man and just took over.
Off of one basic concept of that Deftones.
Yeah.
The city bada bang bang.
Just wanted to keep singing and he had a lot. He rhymed a lot, too. I didn't remember
that
part.
That's why he's great, though. He's just permanently in character.
Come on, you lie.
Oh, I gotta hold the B. Hold on.
Coming to you live.
No, we don't do it again.
Yeah, I can't do it again.
So, shout out to Scott Farrell.
Yeah, wow.
Connor, maybe
quite the treat.
Maybe a booking of Scott Farrell at some point for this show, because we all do genuinely love Farrell.
Maybe next week we have him on all 3 hours.
Interesting.
Yeah, I bet I bet he can keep his. I mean, it's his voice. I mean, why wouldn't he be able to talk for three?
Him
hours?
Him mixing with Elf would be hilarious.
Oh my right. God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or maybe he can do it with Renee and Turo and
right.
Money Gallon.
Yeah.
We can do it then.
That'd be good.
Wolfpack Attack. All right. Well, there is a check-in on Scott Farrell.
That nobody asked for, but you got anyway.
In case you're
you
wondering.
You guys asked for it.
Where's he been?
You heard me do the voice. You asked for it.